Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Vavam and Aleph. We'll start on the bottom of Hema Beis, 9 lines up from the bottom, by the words Amar Abaye. So we had just mentioned a machlekes regarding the Seder Halavisha. According to, we didn't say who said which, but there was a machlekes between Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. One of them says that when Moshe Rabbeinu got Aaron Ubanav dressed by the Miluim, so first he got Aaron Akayin dressed, and then he dressed Aaron's children. And the other man, Amar, says that no, he dressed them at the same time. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, B'ksoynes mitznefes kuli amaloi pligi da Aaron v'achakach banav. Regarding the ksoynes mitznefes, that everybody agrees that first Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron, and only afterwards he dressed Aaron's children. Debein b'tzava ubein b'asiyah, Aaron kadim. Because both in Parashas Tetzaveh, where we have Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu about the Miluim, and in Parashas Tzav, where we have the actual Maisa Hamiluim, Bein Betzavah Ubein Basia, Aaron Kadim. In both of those parashas, we find regarding the Ksenes Mitznefes that the Torah describes Aaron Akayin getting dressed before his children. So regarding those begadim, there's no Shaila, there's no Machlaikas. Ki pligi ba'avnet. The Machlaikas is regarding the Avnet, regarding the belt that the Kayin wore. Man d'amar Aaron v'achakach banav. The man d'amar who says that first Aaron Akayin got dressed and only afterwards his children is dichsev, because the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav by the Maisa Hamiluim in Parshas Tzav, the pasuk says v'yachkor eisoi ba'avne v'hadar ksev v'yachkor eisam avneit. First it says that Moshe Rabbeinu got Aaron Akayin dressed with the avneit, and afterwards it says that he put the avneit on Aaron's children. So therefore he says, oh, must be Aaron got dressed, and only afterwards banav. Uman d'amar Aaron ubanav bevas achas, and according to the man d'amar who says that they got dressed at the same time, is the chsiv, because the pasuk in Parashas Tetzaveh, by the tzivoy, the pasuk says in Parashas Tetzaveh, v'chagarta oisam, that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to put the avnet on them. And it says it at the same time, so it's mashma at the same time. So that's because of this stirum sukim in Parshat Tzav. In Parshat Tzav, so that's where we have this machlekes. If the ikar is like it says in Parshat Tzav, that it was Aaron v'achar korbanav, or the ikar is like it says in Parshat Tzav, that it says that they got dressed with the avnet at the same time. Fact the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Ulamanda amar Aaron ubana bevas achas, according to the man amar who says that the ikar is like it says in Parshas Tzav, that it was Aaron, that the ikar is like it says in Parshas Tzav, that it was Aaron ubana bevas achas, because it says v'chagarta isam, haksev yachkur isai ba'avneit, v'hadar ksev yachkur isam avneit, but what is he going to do with the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, where it first says Aaron, and only afterwards says banav? How's he going to read that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Amar Lecha, he'll tell you, Ahu avneit ishakayin gadol, loizahu avneit ishakayin hedyot. He'll tell you that the reason why the Torah in Parshas Tzav splits up the avneit of Aaron Akayin with the avneit of his children is just to allude to the halacha, to the mitzias, that the avneit of the kayin hedyot is not the same as the avneit of the kayin gadol. The Torah tells us regarding the avneit of the kayin gadol all year round that it's made out of klein. The Torah never tells us what the avneit of the kayin hedyot is made from. And so we're going to see there's a machlekes about it. So this man d'amar will tell you that the reason why the Torah in Parshas Tzav splits up the avneit of Aaron with the avneit of his children is just to teach us this halacha, that the avneit of the kayin hedyot is not the same as the avneit of the kayin gadol. The avneit of the kayin gadol was made from kalayim, but the avneit of the kayin hedyot is not. Says the Gemara now, Laman d'amar Aaron v'achakach banav, according to Laman d'amar who says, the ikar is like it says in Parshas Tzav, that it was Aaron v'achakach banav, what's he gonna do with the pasuk at Tzaveh, v'aksiv v'chagarta oisam avneit, it says oisam avneit, which is mashma, he put the avneit on both of them at the same time. Says the Gemara, Amar Lecha, he'll tell you, Hahu kamash malan, that pasuk is coming to teach us that avneit ishakayin gadol, zehu avneit ishakayin hedyot. It's just to teach us that it's the same avneit, that the avneit of the kayin hedyot was also made of klayim. It was the same avneit. V'yachkur esay avneit, v'yachkur esam lamali. Why does the Torah in Parshas Tzav, though, why does the Torah say, Aaron and only afterwards say Banav, Shamina Aaron v'achach Banav. That's to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu first dressed Aaron with the Avnet and only afterwards his children. So that's where we have the machlekes regarding whether or not it was Aaron v'achach Banav or Aaron u'banav b'vas achas. Now ask the Gemara v'vas achas mi'mishkachas la, what does it even mean? We said that there's a man, the Amr, who holds that Aaron u'banav got, that Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron u'banav with the Avnet at the same time. What does it even mean that he dressed them at the same time? How could Moshe Rabbeinu dress them with an avnet at the same time? Physically, how's that possible? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha da'akten. It doesn't actually mean that he put the avnet on them at the exact same time. What it means is, Rashi explains that we'll go with the other mandamer. Lefi the mandamer who holds it was Aaron v'achar kach banav. So he holds that first Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron with all of his begadim, everything including the avnet, and then he dressed Aaron's sons with everything, including the Avnet, of course. But he then only afterwards, after he dressed Aaron completely, he dressed Aaron's sons. The man d'amar who holds that it was bevas achas, so he holds that avada Aaron HaKohen got dressed first with everything else, but he didn't get his Avnet yet. Then Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron's children, and then Moshe Rabbeinu put the Avnet on both of them at the same time, meaning of course Aaron and only afterwards his children, but it wasn't that he first dressed Aaron with everything and then dressed his sons with everything. He dressed Aaron, he left out the Avnet, and then put the Avnet on both of them at relatively the same time. Says the Gemara Vayter, we had mentioned the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur is Pirish for 7 days. The Mafrishin, Kohen Gadol v'chulu, Lama Mafrishin, why does he have to be Pirish? Ask the Gemara, Lama Mafrishin, what do you mean, why does he have to be Pirish? Kide Kamrinan, like we've been discussing since the beginning of the Masechta, either Rabbi Yochanan Kide Islay, either Reish Lakash Kide Islay, either like Rabbi Yochanan that we learn out from the Miluim, the Din Prisha, or like Reish Lakash that we learn out from Sinai, the Din Prisha. Says the Gemara, so what's the Kasha, Lama Mafrishin? Says the Gemara, Hachikamer, this is what it means to ask. Mi beisay lama pirish. I understand he needs to be pirish. He needs to go to the Lishkas Parhedrin for 7 days. But why does he have to separate from his wife? Says Rashi, why can't his wife come with him into the Lishkas Parhedrin? And for the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, the reason why he has to be pirish from his wife is because Shema Timtza Ishta Safek Nida. Maybe he's going to find his wife as a Safek Nida. And he's going to live with her. And he's going to be Bayol Nida. He'll be Tami for 7 days. And he won't be able to perform the Avaida on Yom Kippur. Fact the Gemara, to Breshia Skinan, are we dealing with Rishayim that maybe he's going to see his wife that she's a Safek Nida and he's going to live with her? Ela Shema Yava Yal Ishta Vitimsa Safek Nida. The Gemara doesn't mean that maybe he's going to see his wife's a Safek Nida and be with her. It means maybe he's going to be with her, thinking that she's Tahira, and then afterwards it's going to be discovered that she was a Safek Nida. She's going to do a Bedika, and she'll find Dam and will be Metame her Lamafreya and assume that she had the Dam, at least Misafek, there, Bishas the Tashmish. And he'll be misafik of Bayol Nida, and he'll tame for 7 days, and he won't be able to perform the avodah on Yom Kippur. Amur Rabbanan Kamei Rav Chisda, the Rabbanan said this over in front of Rav Chisda, and they said Kiman Rabbi Akiva, that L'chayru, this Mishnah, this Pshat is like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Nida Matame is Bayola, who says that we're Matame Nida L'mafreya. That we're metama, that if a lady finds dam after tashmish, so we'll be metama her lemafreya up until 24 hours back. The rabbanon, if we'd be like the rabbanon, ha'amri ain't need the metama as bayla. The rabbanon argue in Rabbi Kiva, and they say that we're not metama her lemafreya. If let's say she only finds dam 20 hours later, we don't say that mistama the dam even misafik. We're not even misafik that maybe the dam was there b'shas tashmish to be metama the bayla. We say that the dam only came out now, and we're not metama the bayla. Lemafreya. So l'chayra, this pshat only works like Rabbi Kiva, who says that we are metama lemafreya. Says the Gemara, Amar l'hu Rav Chisda, no, afilu tim rabbanan, it could even be like the rabbanan. Ad kano pligi rabbanan alid Rabbi Kiva. The rabbanan only argued on Rabbi Kiva. They only argue to Rabbi Akiva if she only discovers the dam after a longer amount of time, within 24 hours, but after a longer period of time. But avo b'chad acher, but if it was only shortly after the tashmish that she found the dam, so then ma'idilei, even the rabbanan are ma'ida that were metame her, we assume, or at least were mesupik, that maybe the dam was there earlier b'shas tashmish to be metame the bayo l'mafreya. So therefore, it could even be like the Rabbanan, and that's why the Kohen Gadol has to be pirish from his wife, out of this chashash, that maybe he'll be together with his wife, and then afterwards it'll be discovered that she was a Safek Nida at the time, that thus rendering him a Bayol Nida, and unfit to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Reb Zera says, Shmamina Bayonida in a Kanida. You see from this whole Shakavataria, from this whole Sugya, that it comes out a Bayonida is not a Kanida, Vitoival Bayon. And a Bayonida could go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Even though a Nida cannot go to the mikvah on the seventh day, a Nida has to wait until the 7 days of her Tumah are over, and she has to only go at night after the 7 days are over. A Bayonida could go even on his seventh day, even though the Tumah of a Bayonida comes from the Nida. It says Vatini Dasa Alav, that her tumah is on him. Still, a bayonida is allowed to go to the mikvah by day, not like a nida. Di amre bayonida kanida, because if you would say that a bayonida is like a nida, and you could only go to the mikvah at night after his 7 days of tumah are over, so emas tavel. So when's he going to go to the mikvah before Yom Kippur? But if he's pirish 7 days before Yom Kippur, so that's Gimel Tishrei Dalid, Hey Vav Zayin Chas and Test. That's 7 days. So Test Tishrei is the seventh day. That's what it means to be pirish for 7 days before Yom Kippur, L'chaira. So Test Tishrei is the seventh day. So now, when's he going to go to the mikvah if you could only go to the mikvah after 7 days are over? You'll have to tell me that when's he going to go to the mikvah? That when's he going to go to the mikvah? He's going to go Belelia. He's going to go at night, that night, meaning the night going into Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur. But then Lemachar, Hechi Avid Avodah, then how's he going to do the Avodah the next day on Yom Kippur? V'habayi Harav Shemesh. He needs Harav Shemesh. A person's only Tar Legamrei after he experiences a sunset, after his tefillah. So if he only goes to the mikvah at night, on the Leil Yom Kippur, so when's his first sunset going to be? It's only going to be on Matzah Yom Kippur. So that means on Yom Kippur itself, he's going to be at Tfuli Yom. He's not going to be able to do the Avaida. It must be that a Bayal Nida is not like a Nida, and he could go to the Mikvah on day 7. And therefore, he'll go on Test Tishrei, and he'll have Harav Shemesh on Leil Yom Kippur, and he'll be able to do the Avaida on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimi min Harda Amar, he said that no, I feel tame a Bayonida Kanida. I could even tell you that a Bayonida is like Anida, and that he could only go to the mikvah after the 7 days of his tumah are over, only at night. And how is he going to be able to do the Avaida Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Shimi min Harda, the Mafrishan Leisha Achas Samuch Lashkia Sachama. We're Mafrishim already shortly before Shkia Sachama of the seventh day. Meaning, We assume that we're mafreshim only on Gimel Tishrei, 7 days before Yom Kippur, like the Pashat Lashon of the Mishnah. It says, Shimi min Harda, then no, we're mafreshim already an hour before the Shki of that day, meaning on Beis Tishrei, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're mafreshim before Avdalah, we're mafreshim before Shkia of Beis Tishrei. So that, this way Beis Tishrei could count as his first day of the 7 days of Tumah on the Tzad Adis Tameh. So it'll be Beis Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav Zayin, and Ches Tishrei will be day 7. Ches Tishrei will be day 7, and he can only go to the mikvah after 7 days are over, so that's going to be the night of Test Tishrei. He'll have then Harav Shemesh and Leil Yom Kippur, and he'll be able to perform the Avaida on Yom Kippur. So says Rav Shimon min Harda, really I'll tell you that no, a Bayal Nida is like a Nida, and he can only go to the mikvah after his 7 days of Tumah are over. Frakta Gemara, Kashan Rav Shimon min Harda, Meisei, Frakta Gemara, how could you say that a Bayal Nida is like a Nida? But we learned in the Braisa says, Kol Chai V'Tfilah is Tfilah Sun B'Yayim. It says anyone who needs Tfilah, so they go by day, Nida V'Yayladah is Tfilah Sun B'Layla. But it says a Nida and Yayladah, Yayladah is called a Nida by the Torah, a Nida and Yayladah, so she goes at night. So Nida in, Bayal Nida lights. Mashma only a Nida has to go at night, but a Bayal Nida not. A Bayal Nida goes by day. So how could Rav Shimon ben Harda say that a Bayal Nida is like a Nida, and you can only go to the mikvah at night? So if so, the Braisa left him out. So it's a kasha, says the Gemara, no, Nida v'chol da'asim rebuye. When the Braisa says Nida, it includes anything under the umbrella of Nida, any other Tumah which comes from Nida, meaning a Bayal Nida. Bayal Nida is included in the word Nida because its Tumah comes from the Nida. And when the Braisa says that a Nida goes to the mikvah by night, included in that is also a Bayal Nida. That's what Rav Shimon ben Harda would tell you to be miyashiv the Braisa.